There is no doubt about it that management is hard, especially if you are a new leader. So today I'm going to go over a framework that I recently learned that I have been using to help guide me in leading others. Welcome everyone. You are listening to the Women Offshore Podcast. This is Ali Cedeno
and Christine McMillan.
We are both experienced seafarers.
And at Women Offshore, we are making waves.
The Women Offshore Foundation propels Women Plus into meaningful careers through access to a worldwide community and professional development resources, while raising awareness amongst industry leaders and decision makers about issues affecting women on the water. This podcast is an integral part of our mission, and we appreciate you listening in.
New episodes of the Women Offshore Podcast are available every Tuesday. Subscribe on whatever platform you like to listen to podcasts on, and be in the know about the latest topics related to diversity, equity, and inclusion within the maritime and offshore industries.
Thanks for tuning in. We have another great episode for you today. When I first became a supervisor, I did not really know how to lead. I felt pretty lost. I was managing one person, and they were much older than me and didn't really seem like they wanted to listen to what I had to say. So it was a weird dynamic, and I wish I could go back and coach myself. I wish I could go back in time and talk to Allie and give her some pointers on what to do, because it ended up being a pretty stressful situation where I did not know how to handle it and I did not know how to supervise someone, especially when there were some improvement opportunities that I saw. What I would tell myself back then is to start by reading a book. And this book is called Sticky Note Leadership, 5 Simple Steps to Do Less and Lead More. The author is Katie Cole, and the book's actually free on Amazon. I just stumbled across it one day, and it's an easy read. It's captivating, and I could not put it down. I read it in one sitting. That's how easy it was. And in all honesty, I'm kind of a slow reader. I like to really soak in every word. And so I read this book, and I walked away with such an easy framework to remember and to apply. And I've been using it since, and it's really helped me understand how to lead, and I want to walk you through it in the context of working offshore. So going back to that situation I had when I was a first-time supervisor, here I was thrust into the senior DPO role, and I was excited to be a part of a team taking a ship at a shipyard. It was a really fun experience, especially because we were building a new crew. If you've ever been a part of bringing a ship at a shipyard, you know that you're going to have people from different experiences and you're going to have some of the best people in your fleet. It's going to be really exciting. Then as a senior DPO, I had a DPO with me, someone I would supervise. This person struggled with several of the systems that we were using. And let's face it, we were all figuring out how to get the ship into operations. And there's a learning curve. You're learning about this new vessel that no one has ever sailed before. You are a part of this pivotal moment, and you have to dig into the manuals and learn as much as you can as you bring it into operations. And I felt that the person I was supervising was not doing that. He seemed very complacent, wasn't learning, thought he knew things. And I tried to guide him. And I said, look, I've used several of these systems before, our fire and gas system, for example. I knew like the back of my hand because it was on my blast vessel. Like, I actually like this thing and I'm happy to talk about it. And you know, let me know if you have any questions, but make sure you start by reading the manual. And he didn't. I felt very lost on how to motivate him, how to guide him. I wish I knew with this leadership structure that my job was to stay outside the circle. So let me explain what that circle is. If you have a piece of paper in front of you, I want you to draw a stick figure, and that is the person you are supervising. And then I want you to draw a circle around that person. That circle defines their job description. So they are responsible for everything within that circle. You as their supervisor or your manager, depending what your role is, you are not supposed to go within that circle. You are not supposed to go within that circle. That is micromanagement. Instead, they are supposed to be held responsible for that. And if they are not doing their job, that's when you need to most likely, depending on the situation, get your own supervisor involved and possibly escalate it to HR. So every situation's a little bit different. Going back to the situation at hand, I tried to kind of do his job for him, to help him along. And I shouldn't have been. I should have been staying outside the circle. So outside the circle, there are four areas that a supervisor should be focusing on. Starting from the bottom, arrows pointed from the bottom to the circle are lifting the circle up, supporting the employee, helping them understand, hey, here's the manual. These are the manuals. This is what you need to read. This is how you can learn. Supporting them is what you need to be doing in the situation that I was in. And I did do that, but I still stepped in within that circle and did his job for him where I saw him falling short. To the right of the circle, there's an arrow that goes outwards, and that represents to remove barriers. So as a leader, you want to remove any barriers. Maybe there's confusion for him around operating the systems. Maybe the manuals don't make sense. Maybe he doesn't have access to certain resources. I could remove barriers and help him. And then at the top of the circle is the information coming downwards. So information coming from my chief mate or my captain. I need to act as a barrier at the top of the circle because the person I'm supervising doesn't necessarily need to know everything coming from above. So as that supervisor, I need to be that barrier and give the person I'm supervising the information they need to be successful. And then on the left side of the circle is an arrow pointing to the circle. And that arrow is representing motivation. You can motivate people in different ways. You can motivate them with money. You can motivate them with rewards. You can motivate them with disciplinary actions, with all sorts of different things, kind words, pep talks, sit down with them. Every single person and every situation should be looked at holistically for what can motivate them. I needed to stay outside the circle. And again, I didn't. I kept wandering inside the circle. I thought I was supporting him, but really I was doing his job for him. He wasn't learning, and I should have escalated things sooner. And I didn't. I kind of let things slide until he got mad at me one day. He felt I hadn't listened to him. And I told him, you know, I am listening to you, but I also have other information that I'm trying to absorb. And it turned into an argument. And things just got really messy from there. The chief mate got involved. The captain got involved. And this guy ultimately was separated from the bridge because of how angry he got. And I felt like it made me look really bad too. I was trying to do my job. I was trying to motivate someone who thought they knew more than they did. And it was just a struggle. And I really needed my captain to see that I was struggling, but I didn't know how to ask for help. So I got through it, you know, water under the bridge at this point. However, I do reflect on that situation and what I could have done differently. If I could go back in time to recap, I would read that book and I would apply it. And I would have escalated it sooner to the chief mate that, hey, this guy is not doing his job and we need to do something about that. Because I'm trying to operate on the outside of the circle and it's not working. Next time you're leading a group or just one person, think about this leadership framework. Think about sticky note leadership. How are you operating outside the circle? How are you motivating people? How are you supporting them? How are you removing barriers? And how are you getting the information they need? And I would love to hear about it. So reach out, let me know what you think about the sticky note leadership. It's worked for me. I'm curious to know if it works for you. Thanks for tuning in to the Women Offshore Podcast.
Come back next Tuesday for another new episode.
If you want to propel women offshore forward, visit womenoffshore.shop. Make a donation or purchase some swag.
Until next time,
stay safe out there, and we will talk to you soon.